You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy, our weekly conversation with On the Ground Ipsy project manager Sarah Rigg to talk about one of her online stories being shared this week about the Ypsilanti area. So good to talk to you again, Sarah.
Hi, Lisa.
What are we talking about, and who are we talking to?
We get story ideas pitched to us from the public fairly often, and we've had actually more than one person mention to us, you should do a story about how many women are getting into entrepreneurship and juggling that with motherhood. And so we kind of coined the term mompreneur for that and talked to several local women who are juggling starting their own business with being a mom, some of them married, some of them single moms. And I brought with me Ebony Byrne, who is the owner of Liberty Financial Services.
Thanks for joining us, Ebony.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, Ebony, you started your own business?
Yes, I did. I run a financial services business, so I am a certified financial educator and money coach. And I started this business about 3.5 years ago.
And you're a mom.
And I am a mom, yes. I am a divorced mom of one. She just turned 10 this past week.
You said she is a daughter, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
How important to you is it to be a role model for her to see you being a mom and then trying to balance that with starting your own business?
Oh, I think it's priceless, actually. She gets to see me fail and she gets to see me succeed and, you know, watch me bounce back, which I think is something that's so important for young children, especially young girls, to see powerful women in their lives. Not always winning, right? And it's not always pretty, but we dust ourselves off and we just keep moving forward.
When did you start your business and how is it going?
Yes, well, I started my business part-time in 2019, just kind of helping friends and family for kicks. And then I just continued doing that and became certified as time went on. And I started this business full-time earlier this year after being laid off during the height of the pandemic.
And what is your business?
So I am a certified financial coach, and I help women rebuild their financial legacy after divorce. Primarily, my focus is helping women.
How difficult is that to do?
You know, it's not as hard as probably staying in an unhappy marriage. So I think if we know women are very resilient and we will find a way and make a way. So I have found that it is very rewarding to just watch women thrive when they have a plan in an environment that is free of shame and stress, and they know that someone's there to cheer them on in their successes and help give them a clear vision of where they need to go.
Who else did you talk to for the article, Sarah?
So I talked to Kristen Gapsky, who's the director of the Entrepreneurship Center at WCC, and didn't talk to her so much as a mompreneur, but as somebody who works with a lot of entrepreneurs. And she pointed out that they have a yearly pitch competition that all 9 of the finalists were women, and most of those were moms, and some of them were moms who were specifically out to help other moms. Mm. Also talked to Charnissa Roach, who has a business called My Coach Char. It's a life and business coaching business, so she also helps other women start their own businesses, so she seemed really appropriate for the story. And I talked to Taryn Willis, who co-owns Ypsilanti Marketing and Print Company with her husband. And then I also talked to Angie Williams-Chimani, who is one of the newer mompreneurs on the scene. She just established a tutoring business on eCourse Road earlier this year.
Does not sound like there was a shortage of people to talk to for this week's article.
No. In fact, I had to whittle it down from all the great suggestions I got of people that I should talk to. And I guess one of the things I was trying to do with it is it's not like Ypsilanti is the only place where moms are starting their own business. But what I wanted to do was localize it to our area. Like, what resources are out there? What advice do they have for, you know, other women in the same situation in our area? So there's also going to be a list of resources at the end of the article as well.
And what advice do you have, Ebony, for other mompreneurs?
The best advice that I would have for other mompreneurs is really just define what you want your life to look like and then build your life around it, including your business, because it's a lot easier for us, I think, sometimes to just think about what we want our business to be, but we don't build into that our life. So start with how you want your life to look and then build your business around it, and it'll be a lot less stressed.
What has surprised you about starting your own business and doing this?
The biggest surprise, honestly, has been the amount of mindset work that I've had to do becoming an entrepreneur. It is not the same, as you know, than, you know, if you just go punch in at someone else's job and you leave when your day is done and that's it, but you still get a paycheck, you know, if you have a good day or a bad day. When you are doing this for yourself, you have to dig deep, even when things are good or bad or horrible or amazing, and you have to motivate yourself and create a tribe of people that can help keep you motivated when you start to doubt yourself.
It's a road a lot of us have been on for a long time, whether we are an entrepreneur or just a working mother. So what can you say to inspire other working moms that this is a good path to be on?
Honestly, you know what? I think if this is a dream that you have on your heart, go for it. If I've learned nothing in the last, you know, almost 2 years, right, we've been going through this upheaval, is that time is our most precious commodity. And there's nothing else that is going to help us get where we want to be but ourselves. So we need to believe in ourselves, just jump out there and give it a try. The worst that'll happen is it may not work, and that's fine. You still have other skills, but at least you can look back on your life and say, I tried that thing, and it will help your children see that they can believe in themselves and try as well.
So you're setting a great positive example for your children as well as pursuing your business dreams.
Exactly.
How's it going?
I think it's going pretty well. I have clients that I'm coming in and working with other businesses and partnering with them to help women in different realms of life has been fantastic. And working with people like Sarah to get the word out, to let women know that they do have the ability to master their finances no matter where they are in their life or what may have happened in the past. So that has just been so rewarding to just watch my clients just blossom and grow.
And Sarah, you mentioned that Washtenaw Community College has an entrepreneurship center and that you would be sharing other resources at the end of the story. Can you run a few of those by us?
Sure. The other ones that we listed was the Michigan Small Business Development Center, Back Office Studio. That's actually one of the ones that Ebony mentioned to me, not only because you can rent space there, but like if you need to meet with clients and you need a meeting room and you don't want to meet at your home, like you work out of your home, you have meeting room space there. The Ann Arbor IPSI Chamber, and then local vendor fairs was also mentioned to me. Like you could set up a table at a vendor fair, and even if, you know, you're not vending arts and crafts, you can, you know, put out flyers or, you know, business cards and so on like that. The other thing I wanted to mention that was kind of a reoccurring theme with the women I talked to, they had tips for other moms, and they were around like getting organized and some other tips. But the one that kind of came up over and over again was getting your own kids on board. So giving them a position in your company, having them come in and volunteer. Ebony even gives her daughter a title of assistant marketing director. So they don't see the work, the job as something that's taking you away from them, but something that they can help you with and be part of.
Pin with the title. She loves it.
That's Ebony Byrne and Sarah Rigg from On the Ground IPSI. Thanks to both of you for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.